Hello friends, I am Gopal Gupta. Now we will today we are going to focus on chapter number 3, which is challenges faced by rural entrepreneurs. Now somehow the major challenge, okay, which is being faced by rural entrepreneurs is access to capital and financing. Access to financial capital is very crucial for rural businesses and growth. And economy. Access to capital is crucial for rural growth, business and innovation as well. Challenges include limited financial infrastructure in rural areas. The major challenge is also high interest rates and stringent collateral requirements. Financial barriers hinders rural businesses from competing with urban counterparts. Remember one thing. If you don't have an access to interest or access to loans, you will take from the someone, okay, which is offering you and the same amount, okay, with a high interest. But you will take it, right? But ultimately, what will happen, you will not be able to repay it and you will get into a debt trap. This is what is maximum which has been hindering the rural thing from last 7 decades. And what are the solutions? Solutions are like, you can opt for microfinance, which is government regulated. Government programs also aim to bridge this gap. Focus on empowering entrepreneurs to drive community development. Limited availability of financial institutions. Many rural areas like traditional banks and credit unions. Entrepreneurs rely on personal savings or informal lenders with high interest rate, which I told you some time back. Absence of financial competition limits option and increases cost as well. I'd like to state some example. The sub-Saharan African entrepreneurs, they depend highly on informal loans, which results into restricted growth opportunity and stunted business expansion. Need to decentralize banking or mobile services is the need of the hour. High interest rates and collateral requirements. Rural entrepreneurs face stringent loan conditions. High interest rate due to perceived high risk. Collateral requirements like land titles that many cannot meet. Because all may not have, all small scale farmers, okay, in India, okay, will struggle to secure loans due to lack of collaterals. These barriers restrict investment in technology and equipment. Collaborative lending models can to somewhat, okay, can reduce risk and improve access. Lack of credit history. India has known, okay, for lack of credit history, because many rural entrepreneurs, they operate in cash based economy only. So there is very limited formal credit history. Okay, there is limited credit records. Rural businesses also face exclusion from formal financial systems as well. Entrepreneurs in Africa struggle to grow businesses due to lack of credit history. Solution include alternative credit scoring and financial inclusion initiative, which is very important. Building up financial awareness can enable better credit opportunities also. Because even if you get, say, just to give you an example, if the government are rolled in Mudra loans, so there should be an enough kind of awareness amongst the people by and large to do not take misadvantage or do not take advantage of the credit opportunities, and they should pay back. Paying back will actually result in creating a good credit history, which will enable them to take more loans at a better interest rate. Microfinance and cooperative lending. Now, what is microfinance institutions? They are institutions which provide small loans without requiring collaterals. They support women, small-scale farmers and artisans. Cooperatives pool resources to secure collective credit system is in better terms. Example, Grameen Bank in Bangladesh empowers rural women through microfinance. Isn't it amazing? Benefit includes reduced interest rates and provide financial independence as well. which promotes community development finance, community based financial solution. Government programs and subsidies. Government addresses financial gaps through grants, low interest rates and credit guarantee schemes. Even partnerships with NGOs for financial literacy and business training can also help. The example of SBA in US support rural entrepreneur with tailored loan programs, or also India's Mudra loan, which offers credit to rural without any collaterals. These programs reduce barriers and encourages rural enterprises growth, vital for building long-term and rural economic resilience. Digital financial services, mobile banking, crowdfunding and peer-to-peer lending offer alternatives. Extend credit access without physical banking infrastructure. Credit guarantee schemes reduce lenders' risk, enables loans to rural entrepreneurs. Now, this is my favorite topic, financial literacy program. Now, this is my favorite topic, financial literacy programs. Now, just to give you an example, okay, educating the local rural population, okay, to how to use their funds, promote tailored financial solutions to rural context is also one of the important things which anyone can make it, okay, with the help of public, private, community based stakeholders. You can partner with various institutes. This is also very important. Second is infrastructure challenges. Infrastructure is vital for economic growth and business success. Rural entrepreneurs face significant challenges due to underdeveloped infrastructure. Key areas of concerns, usually roads, electricity, water, lack access to safe drinking water, telecommunication, and even cold storages impacts limited productivity and scalability, high operational cost and reduced market access. Investing in infrastructure can unlock high rural economic potential. Poor road and transportation. When I say poor roads and transportation network, it means there is a high need to have an all-weather roads and reliable transportation system, which impacts high on rural businesses. Increased transportation cost and delays, spoilage of perishable goods like fruits and vegetables, limited access to market suppliers and essential services. Examples: poor rural roads in many parts of Africa hinders market connectivity. Solution: investment in rural roads and bridges to ensure smooth logistics. Limited access to electricity and reliable energy sources. Many rural entrepreneurs, okay, rely on expensive and inefficient diesel generators, which is not only expensive, but it is also very unsustainable. And what are the challenge? High operational cost, inability to store perishable goods like dairy and meat. Unreliable energy access in rural India limits manufacturing growth, which is actually a truth. What is the solution? Promoting renewable energy like solar and wind, expansion electric grids to underserved rural areas, which the current government is actually doing. Inadequate water supply and sanitation. Water scarcity and poor irrigation infrastructure hinders agriculture. Impacts: vulnerability to droughts and unpredictable water. Poor sanitation affects worker health as well. Inadequate telecommunications and digital connectivity. Inadequate telecommunications and digital connectivity. Many rural areas, they lack reliable internet and basic mobile networks. These challenges for rural businesses, limited participation in, see, basically I'll just try to sum this point in this aspect. If you do not have a mobile connectivity or internet connectivity, how are you going to participate in e-commerce or digital payments? How are you going to access online banking? How are you going to access to the global supply chain? How are you going to talk to your clients? or be available when they want to talk to you. So example, digital divide restricts rural entrepreneurship in remote south, in remote Asian regions. Expansion of mobile networks and broadband services, introduction of affordable digital tool for rural entrepreneurs is also one of the important solutions. Poor health and education infrastructure. Limited access to healthcare and education indirectly affect business access. Impacts are reduced productivity due to workers remain absent and having serious or usual health issues. Lack of skilled labor and vocational training also hampers getting a good talent pool within the rural economy. Rural businesses in India struggles to due to unskilled labor shortages. This is what I have been telling. While you have 1.4 billion people, but when you want to find someone with a particular skill, you will not get it, or you will always have shortage. Why it is? Because you do not have invested in educating on skill base, vocational trainings. So what is the solution? You have to develop rural health clinics and vocational training centers. Government program should enhance rural healthcare and education. Lack of cold storage and processing facility. This is something, which is the center of all business activities. You need cold storages, you need processing units, you need all kinds of systems specifically for perishable products or products which is having a lower shelf life. Absence of cold storage leads to spoilage of perishable product. Impact is high post losses of high post harvest losses for agricultural products. Increased transportation cost to access urban processing centers. Farmers in rural South Asia lose significant income due to spoilage. Now, what is the solution for this? You should have a community-owned cold storage and food processing units. You should adopt micro cold storage system powered by renewable energy. This will be an ideal situation. Potential solution: transportation and energy infrastructure. Investment priorities for rural infrastructure development: construction of rural roads, bridges, development of reliable electricity grid is also need of the hour. You remember 2012, wherein the entire nation was under dark because of the collapse of few electric grids. Now there is, I'm sure the current government has done a lot of work in creating the electricity and making the electricity leading back in 2018. There was a program wherein they said that they have connected all Indian villages with formal electricity grid, which is something which is the need of the hour. Role of public private partnership, collaboration with government and private companies to fund projects, use of innovative financing model to ensure sustainability. Potential solution: digital and storage infrastructure, digital connectivity, government and telecom companies to expand internet and mobile networks to these regions, enable rural participation in digital economy and e-commerce. Cold storage and processing unit is also one of the highest priority areas which government should focus on. Addressing infrastructure gap. Infra challenges are major barriers to rural entrepreneurial success. Addressing gap in transportation, energy, water, and digital connectivity are essential. Benefit of infrastructure investment: enhanced productivity and reduced cost, expanded market access to economic opportunities are also one of the important areas. What is call to action? Government, private sectors, and development organizations must collaborate together. They should come together. Foster target investment for sustainable and rural development. market access and competition. Focus on creating market access and competitions are major challenges for rural entrepreneurs. Geographic isolation and limited network restrict market reach. Competition with urban businesses create pricing and resource challenges. Branding and marketing remains underdeveloped for rural entrepreneurs because they don't know the nuances of the branding and the marketing aspects, which is so here I would say there is one more thing. Wherever there is a problem, okay, there is a solution. The person who can find. So now, okay, you can form a company, okay, which specializes on branding and marketing for rural development, which can speak in their own language, which can communicate and which can tell them what are they communicating and what they can communicate is also one of the areas which the aspiring rural entrepreneurs can focus on. If they do not have a product, or if they are good in communication, if they are good in marketing, or if they have a background of sales, they can easily develop some or the other product. Need not need to be product specific. It can also so there are two aspects. One is product which you have, you can collaborate with them, and second is which you can help them either in marketing, either in loans, either in any kind of vocational trainings or healthcare or anything. Barrier reduce rural entrepreneurship ability to scale and sustain their businesses. Addressing these challenges is vital for inclusive and sustainable growth. Solution can unlock the potential of rural economies in local and global market. Limited access to local and global market. Geographic isolation increases the transportation cost and delays. We all know that, right? Poor roads, infrastructure hinders access to urban and global market, which is a fact, which lack of also network limits market expansion, limit access to timely market trends and pricing data. Dependency on local markets results in reduced profitability. Example, farmers in Latin America struggles to reach urban market due to poor transport. Global opportunity remains untapped due to logistical barriers. Impact of limited market access. High transportation cost reduce profit margins. Spoilage of perishable product affect earnings. The less the product, perishable product is spoiled, more earnings in the hands of the entrepreneur. Dependence on local market limits growth. You need a larger market. Restricted access to suppliers and distributors list is also one of the important areas. Missed opportunity for partnership with urban and global buyers. Difficulty in competing with larger players in value chain. Limited exposure to diverse customer preference and market demands. Addressing competition with urban businesses. Now basically, just to give you a gist of the a rural entrepreneur coming from that terrain without any support, okay, it is very difficult. So basically, there is a high need of addressing this area, how to make them competitive. So basically, other than promoting the low interest loans and grants, there is a high need of developing a campaign like Make in India. So similar campaigns can be made for Made in Rural campaigns, be it segment specific, be it state specific, region specific. It could come in any ways. We should also facilitate access to advanced technology and skilled labors. Encourage rural entrepreneurship through public-private partnership is also one of the areas which can address this kind of competition barriers. Advocate for policies that protect small rural entrepreneurship. Incentivize urban businesses to collaborate with rural suppliers. in-country value is something which can always be developed into it, be it foreign companies, be it Indian companies, or be in small businesses. Okay, there has to be some perks which we can give in terms of tax holidays or something or the other for the large corporations or the businesses in urban areas to collaborate with rural suppliers. The live example is community supported agriculture programs connect rural farmers to urban consumers. It's the best example. Overcoming branding challenges. There is a high need to collaborate with design professionals for modern packaging and branding, which I've also told you in my previous slides. Packaging in today's world is the most important thing. We need to make the full use of this kind of new age requirement. Promote unique rural products. Promote unique rural products as eco-friendly and handcrafted. Leverage storytelling to highlight cultural and social significance. I always say that storytelling is one of the important part of selling or marketing or telling your story. Giving product is one thing, but giving product with a proper storyline is another thing. You are in a different game altogether. Invest in regional branding to promote collective and rural product is also very important. Use local events, fairs to build brand. Example is marketing traditional craft as luxury product to global markets. Create a rural branding index to benchmark and improve visibility. Leveraging e-commerce for market expansion. Training the rural entrepreneurs on the upcoming and the use of e-commerce platforms like Amazon, Flipkart is always a unique aspect, or is always a win-win situation for everyone. Develop localized platforms to connect rural producers with nearby buyers. Enable digital payments and logistic challenge for seamless transactions. Use social media to direct to consumer engagement. Encourage digital storytelling to attract global customers. Example, e-commerce initiative in Southeast Asia boosts rural sales globally. Build partnership with logistic companies to optimize delivery. There is a high role of government and NGOs which cannot be ignored. Government to invest in rural infrastructure and digital tools. NGO to provide capacity building programs on branding and marketing. Foster mentorship networks to support rural entrepreneurship. Promote awareness campaigns about market opportunities for rural products. Establish rural business councils. Example, government-backed rural trade fairs encourage local businesses' growth. And it also provide grants for rural entrepreneurship to attend global expos as well. Overcoming market access and competition challenges. Rural entrepreneurs face a unique barrier to accessing market and competition. Addressing infrastructure, branding, network gaps are also very essential. Investment in training, technology, logistics can unlock potential. Empowering rural business can strengthen economic growth and stability for the entire nation. Public-private partnership is very crucial in this sector. Expanding market access fosters inclusive economic development. Rural entrepreneurs hold the key to balance an equitable economy. Introduction to regulatory and legal challenges. Rural entrepreneurs face unique regulatory and legal challenges. Framework often caters to urban businesses, creating barriers for rural entrepreneurship. Key issues: complexity of regulatory compliance, impact of informal economy on legal support. As usual, challenge hinders business growth, sustainability, and innovation. Addressing these issues are critical for empowering rural entrepreneurship. Complexities of rural regulatory compliance. Navigating permits, licenses, and compliance requirements are daunting. Lack of clarity in regulatory procedures increases confusion. Entrepreneurs must meet health, safety, and environmental and zoning laws. Limited access to regulatory offices adds to difficulties. Example, farmers in rural areas face delay in obtaining food safety licenses, results in unregistered and business vulnerable to penalties, taxation and financial compliances. Complex tax system requires detailed record keeping and filings. Rural entrepreneurs often lack accounting knowledge or resources. Hiring financial advisors is costly for some small-time business owners. Non-compliance risks, fines, legal actions, and business closures. Example, rural traders in sub-Saharan avoid taxation due to unclear guidance. This exclusion prevents access to formal financial services and growth opportunities. Bureaucratic delays and corruption. Regulatory processes are slow due to understaffed government offices. Entrepreneurs face long delays in approvals and permissions. Corruption adds to financial and ethical burdens through bribes, which creates an uneven playing field and favoring those who can pay. And those who cannot pay will obviously have to face the crunch. Example, small-scale businesses in Southeast Asia report bribery requests to expedite paperwork. Such barriers deter formal business registration in rural areas. Impact on business growth. Regulatory complexities shift focus from growth to compliance. Often what happens when you shift your focus on compliance? So person, okay, because in rural, you need to understand that they do not have the widespread team, right? There would be one man who will be focusing on all aspects. So if he is entangled with financial resources are drained on legal and bureaucratic processes, then the growth is impacted. Limited ability to develop new product or market or expand market. Small farmers in Latin America struggle with export compliance, restricting international market access. Informal economy and perseverance. Many rural businesses operate informally to avoid regulatory hurdles. Informal business lacks official registration, licenses, and trade compliance. Provide short-term flexibility, but limit access to growth resources. Example, informal traders in West Africa avoid taxes but lack access to capital and production. Reinforces a cycle of small-scale operation with limited scalability.